Bulawanaka, this is RNZ Pacific News. I'm Don Wiseman. Fiji's Ministry of Health is planning to use COVID-19 safety measures to protect Fiji from monkeypox. The Permanent Secretary for Health, Dr. James Fong, says monkeypox shares a lot of similarities with the symptoms of COVID-19. Dr. Fong says sanitising surfaces, wearing masks and using hand sanitiser are critical to preventing the spread of monkeypox. Fiji's head of health protection, Dr. Alicia Sahukan, says Fiji's international borders are open and travellers arriving at pre-pandemic levels, so they need to understand monkeypox to better prepare Fiji if there is a case. The leader of Samoa's Human Rights Protection Party, Tuilaipa Salele Malialengaoi, and the party's secretary, Liala Iliapole Ramoni Aiafi, have been suspended indefinitely without pay from Parliament. A formal complaint by Deputy Prime Minister Tuala Josefa Bonifacio was lodged against the two senior MPs, claiming they had brought Parliament into disrepute when they were convicted in the Supreme Court on contempt of court charges. Chairman of the Privileges Committee, Velasi Tafito Selisili, presented a report with the recommendation of suspension for an indefinite term. Prime Minister Fiame Naomi Mataafa told Parliament a seed of double standards had been planted by the HRPP over many years in power and it must be weeded out. The Deputy Opposition Leader, Fonatoi Leofa Pierre Fonatoi, and other HRPP members had urged the Speaker to defer the debate on the report until Tuilaipa was able to attend to defend himself. The former Prime Minister is self-isolating for 7 days after arriving home from an international trip last Sunday. The American Samoa government is looking to buy 65 acres of land in Kunia in Hawaii. The land northwest of Honolulu is intended to bring in revenue, be a base for people unable to return home due to COVID or other reasons, and for American Samoan students to stay while studying in Hawaii. Governor Lamanu Peletimonga says the land purchase has not been finalised and they're in the due diligence phase. Last year, during his trip to Hawaii, he met twice with the landowner of the land, a Vietnamese man. The owner is proposing to sell 65 acres of land, which is currently zoned for farming. The French Polynesian government plans to relaunch the Tahitian Village project later this month after years of setbacks and downgrades. In the latest timetable, expressions of interest to build a set of hotels will be accepted until August, after which a jury will select the successful bidders. In 2014, the site of Puni'aia was earmarked for a $3 billion tourism development to be known as Mahana Beach. It was meant to double visitor numbers following a decade of decline and then stagnation, but the initial project was abandoned over funding problems. A scaled-down successor project on the same site, named Tahitian Village, failed 3 years ago when a New Zealand consortium, Kaitiaki Tangaloa, missed three deadlines to finalise contracts worth $700 million to build accommodation. The Ministry of Health in New Zealand announced a person under 10 has died from COVID-19. There were 11 deaths reported today in New Zealand. Of these, two were from the Auckland region, one from Waikato, two from Taranaki, one from Hawke's Bay, one from Mid-Central, three from Canterbury and one from Southern. One person was in their 30s, while the rest were all aged over 60, including four in their 90s. There are 8,150 community cases of COVID-19 today. The New Zealand Reserve Bank has raised its benchmark interest rates by half a percentage point to 2%. The increase was expected and takes the official cash rate to its highest level since mid-2016. Here's business editor Giles Beckford.
The official cash rate's doubled in 6 weeks with two rapid-fire 50 basis point rises. It shows the Reserve Bank's nervousness about high inflation being out of control and getting entrenched in the economy for years to come. The central bank says inflation around 7% is being driven by outside factors such as supply disruptions and the Ukraine war, but the global economy is also slowing. It's signalling further hefty rate rises to more than 3% by the end of the year.
The head of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, has called for peace in Ukraine in an emotional speech marking the beginning of a new 5-year term. Dr. Tedros was elected unopposed. a former health minister of Ethiopia. He fought back tears as he recalled his own experience of war as a child in Ethiopia during a visit to Ukraine.
When I visited Ukraine, when I saw especially the kids, it was the image from more than 50 years ago that came to my mind so visible. The smell of war, the sound of war, the image of war.
Ministers and delegates took turns shaking hands and hugging Dr. Tedros. Household energy bills in the UK could rise by another $1,500 each year, according to the country's energy regulator. The latest could push millions more people into fuel poverty. Ofgem CEO Jonathan Brearley says the Ukraine war has worsened conditions in the global gas market.
Gas prices are higher and highly volatile. At times, they've now reached over 10 times their normal level. Now, I know this is a very distressing time for customers, but I do need to be clear with this committee, with customers and with the government about the likely price implications for October. We are expecting a price cap in the region of £2,800.
Ofgem limits how much providers can raise prices. Mr. Brearley says war in the Ukraine is a key reason for the rising cost of living in the UK. In sports, 40-year-old triathlete Andrea Hansen will compete at her fourth Commonwealth Games and will do so for the first time as a mum. Hansen gave birth to her daughter Flossie 15 months ago. She hopes she can offer some wisdom to the younger members of the New Zealand team in Birmingham.
I'm proud to be representing New Zealand for the fourth time at the Commonwealth Games. It's a different experience, I think, being a mum now, and maybe I'm the mum to the team as well. So hopefully I can share my experience and help out the junior athletes and Dylan being half my age.
Hansen is one of six New Zealand triathletes selected for the Games alongside Tokyo Olympics bronze medalist Hayden Wild and Commonwealth Games debutant Dylan McCullough. Hansen's won two Commonwealth medals and competed at three Olympics. The French tennis player Jo-Wilfried Tsonga ended his 18-year professional career in tears following a first-round loss at his home Grand Slam. The 37-year-old, who's been hampered by injuries in recent years, won 18 titles, was an Australian Open finalist and semi-finalist in four other Grand Slam tournaments. Tsonga admitted he went through a lot of emotions during his match with the world number 8, Casper Ruud.
You know it's going to be maybe your last time, you know, the last moment with the crowd. And during the match, you know, sometimes my head went to those things. And I always tried to say, come back, come back. You need to win today.
That's retiring French tennis player Jo-Wilfried Tsonga. And that is news and sport from RNZ Pacific.